Now, the history of mining in this county is a long and storied one. The earliest evidence of metal mining in this country is provided by Bronze Age copper workings at Ross Island in Killarney in County Kerry. Those workings dated between 2400 and 2000 BC, and they constitute the oldest recognised mine in Northwest Europe, or examples of mining in Northwest Europe. The mining industry flowered in Ireland in the late 18th and 19th centuries, triggered by the needs of the Industrial Revolution in Britain. Copper mining boomed here in the southwest, especially in Alahees, but also on the Iveragh Peninsula and in West Kerry. And there was significant exploitation of lead, copper, silver, coal, barite, manganese and slate as well, of course, Valencia slate down in South Kerry. Much of the metal mining was sporadic and small scale, and there was a tendency to mine only the coarse grained, metallurgically clean ores that could be manually cobbed together. That's a little bit of the history of mining. And it was with surprise I noted that a mining prospecting licence is going to be granted. The Minister for the Environment intends to grant a prospecting licence for base metals to a number of townlands in South Kerry. Minister Eamon Ryan believes there are minerals not being worked under lands in Kenmare and plans to grant a licence for gold, silver, ores of base metals as well. The prospecting licence is to be granted in townlands in Duncurran and Glanarroch. That's around the Kenmare area. The prospecting licence entitles the holder, which is a Canadian company based in Vancouver, to explore for mineral deposits and doesn't authorise the mining of any minerals, permissible activities that are non-invasive and of minimal environmental impact. Maps and townlands can be viewed online and will be made available at Kenmare Garda Station and Kerry County Council offices where possible. You can make submissions on the granting of this licence by post or online by September the 2nd. But what is this all about? And is there really significant metal deposits, perhaps maybe that might be commercially viable in the ground in and around the Kenmare area? Well, to talk a little bit more about this and to get a little bit of a view of the history of the situation, I spoke to Pat Meir. He's head of the School of Geology, Biological Earth and Environmental Sciences at University College Cork. And I first of all put it to him that people would have an idea, I suppose, of the history of the situation, but they'd be kind of surprised that a company would be having a look and seeing if there is copper or other minerals under the ground here in our uniquely geological situation here in Kerry.
People's initial opinion might be that might be the case, but you know, you don't know till you get out and explore. And obviously, recently, you know, exploration, mining and metal exploration methodologies have really, really improved in terms of, advanced geophysics, advanced geochemistry. So, you know, there is a possibility that there may be significant, ore deposit out there that would have been missed previously. So I wouldn't rule it out. You know, I mean, again, it's very difficult, and I don't have the detail of the application or the background data that the company
are using.
But I mean, in general, there is a possibility that they may have, or they're interested enough that there may be something there worth looking at.
When the phrase base metals are used, does that mean
I'm a little confused about that. I mean, the copper, to me, is metal that they're probably most interested in. Certainly, when you look historically, the area is famous for its copper mines. Obviously, you go out to Alahees at the western end of the Beara Peninsula. Back in the day, back in the mid-19th century, that was one of the biggest copper mines in the British Empire. We've got history of copper mining going back to the Bronze Age on Evora and on the Beara Peninsula and down in Mount Gabriel in Sheep's Head. So I have a feeling that that's a catch-all phrase, and that they're probably, if I were to, I suppose, give a best guess, that they're probably copper is the metal that they're interested in.
Quite possibly. The standards that are used now, the equipment that is used, it's advanced a lot. So it's clear, some level of research has already gone in to get them to apply for this license at this stage, I suppose, Pat.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they would have done, a desk study. And again, I'm not familiar with the detail of the application, but I'm sure they would have done some field work and some field studies, preliminary field studies as well. And bear in mind, this is an early stage. I mean, we're talking about exploration here. So they're out there, and their primary focus is to locate and then look for deposits. So that's what the license application is all about. It's not about, you know, the step of production and all the rest of it. It's yeah. about getting to know or getting a handle on what is out there. Is there anything out there that merits further work?
I suppose the key word here, Pat, is that this is a prospecting license. They're not going to be opening a mine next week.
No. Oh, God, no. I mean, it's, you know, in terms of the stages, once the prospecting and exploration is one thing, you move on to if, and it's a big if, they locate something that's worth pursuing in terms of that it's an economically viable prospect. Then the whole process of planning, and it's a very, very, as you can imagine, a very, very rigorous planning process to get permission, obviously, and there's a lot of environmental impact, what needs to be done, etc., to get permission to open a mine. That's way down the line, you know. So I think this stage is prospecting, it's exploration, and they're basically, and I suppose as a scientist myself, there's a curiosity there to see, well, what is out there, you know, and have they picked up on something in their preliminary work.
Yeah, and Pat, from that, you're looking at, is it the same as, let's say, drilling for oil or drilling for gas offshore or even onshore? You have to do your prospecting, you have to find, and then you have to figure out, well, is this a commercially viable deposit that we have found, if they find
it? Absolutely. I mean, and it won't go beyond that step applying for permission until the company and the people involved are convinced that it is economically viable. The one thing I will say, copper, you know, in terms of as a metal, the demand for copper is increasing and increasing quite dramatically. I think currently we have a global demand of about 30 million tons for copper. They reckon by 2050 that will have doubled, because obviously copper is a vital metal for, you know, decarbonization. It's important in things like, you know, offshore wind, electric vehicles. You know, for instance, you have over twice as much copper in an electric vehicle than you have in a conventional car.
Really?
So there is a big, and there will be a big global demand. They reckon by the end of the century, it'll be up to three times the current demand. So there is, you know, the background to this in terms of, I suppose, and again, I'm not an economist, but the background to this is that there is a big demand and will be an increasing demand for metals like copper.
Okay.
If we're to take this, the whole decarbonisation of the economy seriously.
Yeah. And with that in mind, then you're looking at, and people would hear, and they're listening to the radio this morning, and they'll hear, oh my God, a company is going to go mining in beautiful South Kerry if they find enough, and what about the environmental impact and the damage of that? And I know there, as you said, it's a rigorous process for planning, but is there a wider, bigger picture argument that in order to get to where we need to go, we will have to use raw materials, and somewhere will have to dig them out of the ground somewhere to meet the demand?
I mean, it is, and that's the harsh reality of it, you know. And I think not just copper, there are other metals as well, you know, rare earth elements, etc., that are going to be vital for, you know, we're all keen to decarbonize and move into a zero carbon economy. That requires a lot of raw materials, and copper is up there in that list of materials that we need to achieve that.
Pat, what is underneath us here in Kerry? Is it red sandstone primarily?
Kenmare, if we take Kenmare, because Kenmare is a lovely example. Kenmare, north and south of Kenmare, we've got Devonian red sandstone and siltstone. And that's the kind of the purpley reddish, silt and sandstone that you see making up the Beara Peninsula and most of the Evora Peninsula. But in Kenmare itself, there's a strip of limestone, which is younger. That's Carboniferous. So basically, that strip of limestone, I don't know if you know the lie of the land down there. But
I'm from Kenmare, so I do, yes.
Ah, well, okay. Yeah. I'm speaking to a native then. Yeah. So you're driving from Kenmare, you know, eastwards towards Killoglan. You have this dramatic contrast of very, very good land along the valley, as it were.
Yes.
And as you look up to the south and north, this very, very poor, you know, acidic upland area. And that's fundamentally controlled by the geology. So that the copper mine, last and the only copper mine of significance, in the region, was along that axis. We call it a syncline because it's a trough structure. And that mine was in the limestone, in the Carboniferous limestone. Ard Tully, I think, is the
yes,
name of the place.
Just outside Finkenmuir in Kilgarvan. Yeah.
And that was actually worked, that had a long, you know, history of working from, you know, the late 18th century right the way through to the early 20th century. There's a lovely, I think there are two lovely chimney stacks out there, and there's a single chimney stack, and there are two shafts still there to be seen today.
Oh,
and that was, you know, it was worked intermittently. It wasn't on the same scale, for instance, as what we're looking at out in Alahis, which was, you know, that was a very large scale.
A huge
operation.
Mine, yeah. A
huge mine in comparison. But it was there. I mean, West Cork is studded, and Kerry is studded with these small copper mines, as I say, going right back to the Bronze Age.
Yeah, I spent some time in Montana on holidays, and I was out in Butte and just reading some of the history out there. One of the biggest mines in the world of its time, enormous copper mine. The amount of people from Dunqueen in West Kerry, from Alahis and from West Cork that ended up out there because they were miners through their own tradition when they emigrated is unbelievable. A huge Irish influence out there.
There's a fantastic story of that migration from places like Alahis and South Kerry over to, because they didn't just go en masse from places like Alahis to Butte. They stopped off quite along the way, and there's a lot of work being done on tracking, if you like, that migration westwards of these people, and ending up in Butte, Montana. I've been to Butte myself. That was, again, one of the biggest copper mines on the planet in its heyday, and a huge Irish, if you like, component to the people who worked it.
Yeah.
One of the commonest names in that area is Harrington, you know, which is obviously...
Yeah, I went to a high school American football game the night I was out there, and the quarterback, he was about 6'7". His surname was O'Sullivan.
There you go.
There you go.
I mean, it's an amazing history, amazing cultural history.
Yeah.
But this is the great thing about, you know, and again, the history, and I suppose coming back to people's concern about the mine, I mean, the cultural heritage, as well as the kind of the scientific heritage of the old mines, Alahis is a good example. We have a project, an Interreg project in Western Iverá, called EQ Museum Live. And that, you know, it's all about tapping into, you know, in terms of sustainable tourism, etc., in terms of educational tourism, tapping into that heritage, be it the geological heritage, which is natural heritage, the ecology, but also things like the, you know, the Bronze Age mines, etc. And that is a huge resource. And I suppose that arguably would also be possibly, you know, competing against, if you like, something like, for instance, you know, and again, this is hugely speculative at this stage, but there was to be a mine opened, you know. So, these are things that we have to, I suppose, weigh up and make a decision, an informed decision based on the pros and cons.
Yeah, but finally, will we need globally, in terms to meet that demand, will we need another butte, another mountain, or a few mountains, or a couple of smaller places in order to get all those electric vehicles?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not being trite when I say that.
Sure, yeah.
But it's of course, it's, you know, deposits the size of Butte would have been found long ago, frankly.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is, and you know, there is also, just to say, you hear people saying, oh, well, we can just recycle copper. And copper, by the way, is a good example of a metal that can be very effectively recycled.
Right.
But it goes nowhere near enough in terms of the demand that would be out there to meet that demand.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We do need, to answer your question, we do need new deposits to push ahead with decarbonisation and you know, much more efficient economies.
Okay. Well, listen, Pat, it's early days. We'll see where it goes. But thanks a million for giving us your perspective on it this morning.
Happy to chat. Take care.